This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, April 30th, the last day of April, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Live on stage in Northwest Arkansas presents television and stage star Hal Linden and his seven-piece band as they perform America's songs and Broadway hits May 4th at 2 p.m. in the Arend Arts Center in Bentonville. Tickets and more information available by calling 855-9997 or on the web at liveonstagenwa.com.
Safe water ensures good health and quality of life. The Beaver Water District, a member of the American Water Works Association, and its partners monitor and protect Beaver Lake, the drinking water source of Northwest Arkansas. Drinking Water Week is May 4th through the 10th. Consider pouring a glass of water and hailing a toast to Beaver Lake. You drink it every day. More information available at bwdh2o.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Attorney General Dustin McDaniel weighs in on several lawsuits and the electric chair. Also, educators teach children the importance of community service through the Chicks for Children program.
Plus, Walmart hosts a sustainability product expo. Mission of Mercy seeks dentists to volunteer their time. A reality show looks to cast Eureka Springs residents and more.
But first, as cleanup continues from a tornado that caused extensive damage, Arkansas was notified yesterday that President Obama has approved a major disaster declaration for Faulkner County. Governor Mike Beebe says the declaration will give the maximum disaster assistance that federal law allows.
Certainly the public assistance is something that those communities and that the public agencies will need to help defray costs of overtime and to help rebuild some infrastructure needs. Then the individual assistance is available for people with certain limited caps, either to supplement their insurance or in some cases when they didn't have any insurance to provide at least some relief.
Under the major disaster declaration, federal funding assistance will be available to affected individuals, state and local governments, and certain nonprofit organizations. Meanwhile, Governor Beebe says the cleanup continues, especially in the cities of Mayflower and Valonia.
I don't want to speak too soon, but I think most of the rescue has been accomplished. I think now they're in a different mode. We haven't heard, or I haven't heard, anything specific about anybody missing. So presumably everybody's accounted for, and now we're in obviously a stage of cleanup, trying to restore basic services.
Utility crews have begun replacing power poles that were snapped by the storm. Temporary cell phone towers have been erected, and cellular companies are offering places in Valonia and Mayflower where residents without power can recharge their phones.
Officials say cases of child abuse seem to be on the decline in Arkansas. Kate Luck with the Arkansas Department of Human Services says the most recent report they have on child abuse cases from the 2013 fiscal year showed that Arkansas is doing better.
We did have fewer cases that we investigated than the year before. In 2013, we investigated 33,353 child abuse maltreatment investigations,
compared to about 35,000 cases in 2012. She says one factor in the fewer number of abuse cases is a new program in which the state is participating called Differential Response, which looks at low-risk maltreatment investigations.
Those would be things like maybe inadequate food or environmental neglect, things where the child is not in immediate danger, but the situation can definitely be improved.
Last year was the first in which differential response was implemented in Arkansas. According to the Department of Human Services, the program is centered around engaging families and takes a community approach to assessing family needs and services.
Construction of the Don Tyson Parkway interchange in Springdale will result in a temporary road closure during the next few days. According to the city, 48th Street will be closed to through traffic at the intersection with Don Tyson Parkway from 9 o'clock tomorrow morning through 10 o'clock Sunday evening.
Van Buren-based USA Truck may still be in the red, but the trucking company's losses are trending lower. According to the City Wire, the company recorded a loss of more than $1.5 million during the first quarter of 2014, which is markedly better than the nearly $2.5 million loss reported during the same quarter in 2013. Total revenue increased year over year by just more than 10% to nearly $145.5 million. Officials with USA Truck pointed to the company's ongoing turnaround plan as a reason for the declining losses.
A new index ranks Northwest Arkansas's Big Four cities at the top in the state for economic activity. According to Talk Business Arkansas, the Arkansas Tech Business Index is a comprehensive measure that provides a snapshot of economic activity in 16 of the state's cities. The index is based around an average of 100, and cities ranked above 100 are doing better economically than the state average for the past 5 years. The index was launched earlier this month and measures labor conditions, the housing market, construction activity and sales, and consumer spending. Bentonville topped the index with a score of 108.6, followed by Rogers and Fayetteville with scores from 103.7 to 103.5, and Springdale with a score of 102.3.
A new endowed scholarship has been established at the University of Arkansas. According to the university, the scholarship is funded by a $500,000 gift from Betty and the late Merle McKinnon Haga of Riverside, California. The mother and daughter both worked in elementary education for several years, and the endowed scholarship bearing their names will go to a non-traditional student in the College of Education and Health Professions who is pursuing a degree and intends to become a K-12 teacher.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals last night won the first of 4 games in Springfield with a final score of 9-7. Play against the Cardinals continues today. The Razorback baseball team was also in Springfield yesterday. Arkansas defeated Missouri State 4-1, putting the team at 29-18 on the season. The Razorbacks continue road play this weekend with 3 games against 10th-ranked Ole Miss.
Mostly clear tonight with lows from 34 in northwest Arkansas to 40 in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly sunny tomorrow with highs from 61 to 66 throughout the listening area, and mostly clear tomorrow night with lows from 35 to 40.